start a new day. Let's make this journey together all day today on Clare FM. We have the latest news, views and more for County Clare. Listening to the Colin McGrath Breakfast Show, followed by Morning Focus at 9 a.m. At 12 p.m. we have the Time Tunnel, which is followed by Out the Gap at 3 p.m. and later the West Wind at 7 p.m. Stay tuned for the best competitions, music, and fun. This is your number one radio station, Clare FM. Good morning.
That's Clare FM and Bob Marley. Is This Love? You're listening to the Colin McGrath Breakfast Show. Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday. How are you doing today? Let's let the crowd simmer down. I hope you're well. Thank you for your messages this morning. If you got a birthday, we're going to get the birthday Bula Boss out later on. So let me know who your birthday people are. Also, Clare's Secret Sound as well this morning.
Morning, Columba.
Hello.
Happy Monday.
And to you.
Just wondering on the Secret Sound, would you be putting an electric kettle back on its base? That's Maggie in Inishtimon. Gorav Mila.
Maggie, Gorav Mila Margot. Fresh in. Have a listen again. Are we putting an electric kettle back on the base, lads? Oh, that's very disappointing, isn't it? Yeah. Ooh. So what do you think it is? One more time. Give us an answer on 086-1800-964. WhatsApp voice notes only on that one. 50 euro voucher for Shannon Payne's to be given away. If you missed it so far, I'll remind you in a few minutes' time as to how you can enter and win. We're live there. This coming Thursday from midday until 3 with Park on the Time Tunnel. This is Clare FM. Cullum Troy stuff this week. Hanging out with Stephen and Saoirse on the door of cruises at the Queen's.
That's your IDs?
Yeah,
so we're over
21s
tonight.
21s?
Yeah.
Nightclub is 18, so let's run, lads, all
right? 11 o'clock, the nightclub's open.
Hi, I'm Stephen.
And I'm Saoirse.
And we're standing at the door of the Queen's. We're actually at Cruises. And first of all, have I the physique to be a bouncer, Stevie, do you think? Or,
yeah, 100%.
Are
yeah.
we call is it bouncer or security staff? Or what's the...
Security.
Okay, all right. Now that I think of it, the term bouncer is kind of gone, is it?
Yeah.
Definitely. It's a bit outdated now, yeah. We don't really use that anymore.
Yeah. So tell us why... You're a security staff, right? What's the story there? Saoirse, will you start?
Stops me from drinking pints, I suppose.
All over County Clare.
Online.
And on your smart speaker. This
is Clare FM News.
This morning's top stories. Plans lodged for 100-unit housing estate in southeast Clare. And Taoiseach tells Irish businesses to hold their nerve ahead of Trump meeting. Plans have been lodged for a large-scale residential development near the southeast Clare border. Kerry firm KPH Construction is seeking permission to build over 100 homes in Athlunkard, Westbury, as Clare FM's Dara O'Grady reports.
The proposal involves the construction of exactly 101 homes on a 2.8-hectare site bound by the Corbley Road to the east and the Carrigmaik housing estate to the south in the townland of Knockballynameath.
Over 700 Clare people are now on a waiting list for audiology treatment. New HSE figures released to deaf and hard of hearing charity Chime show the national waiting list has grown by over 32.5% in the last 4 years, with 24,500 people awaiting services at the end of 2024. The charity also estimates that half of those on the list are under 18 years of age. Director of Communications and Advocacy at Chime, Danielle McLaughlin, says the consequences can be detrimental.
Really, people do need the specialist assessments in the audiology services through the HSE, and that's where the complications come in.
A meeting of Clare County Council has heard that a lack of recognition is resulting in those with fetal alcohol spectrum disorder being misdiagnosed. Clare councillors have been briefed on the impact of FASD, which is a series of conditions arising from a developing baby being exposed to alcohol, ahead of this week's meeting of the local authority. CEO of FASD, Ireland, Tristan Casson-Rennie, says each individual needs to be more thoroughly examined on a case-by-case basis.
Very easy. In isolation to say, well, that child is living with ADHD. If the questions aren't being asked about whether the pregnancy was planned, if alcohol featured of any amount in either mum or dad's life pre or during the pregnancy.
Clare FM Sport with BYD Limerick, now at Lions Motor Group Limerick.
Beginning with Gaelic Games, where one of the joint managers of the Ennis Diamond Community School senior football squad says they couldn't be any prouder of how their players battled to the bitter end of their All-Ireland final. A late goal in the second half of extra time eventually swung the game in favour of St Clair's from Manor Hamilton after a game packed with incidents and brilliant scores. Jack Cullinan's goal and Conor Burke's equaliser sent the game to extra time, with a controversial late decision on a sideline kick giving St Clair's the platform to nudge in front before their second goal settled the contest. Ennis Diamond's Lawrence Healy says they couldn't have done much more.
Couldn't really be any prouder lads there, to come back in normal time and bring it to extra time. Unbelievable effort in an All-Ireland final, high pressure. Some of the performances there was just top class. Leaders all over the field.
The 2025 Cheltenham Racing Festival gets underway this afternoon. Clare jockey Derek O'Connor currently has two rides confirmed, as he rides Johnny Who and Kim Moore on Thursday before steering It's On The Line in the Hunter's Chase on Friday. The feature race this afternoon is the Champion Hurdle.
Clare FM Traffic, in association with Clare Oil, your local oil company, fueling homes, farms and businesses throughout the county. See clareoil.ie or call today to order.
If you're leaving Ennis roundabout now for Galway, it's going to take you about an hour and 5 minutes. If you're heading for Limerick, it's 42 minutes at the moment based on current traffic conditions. Traffic is busy actually heading on to the Clarion roundabout from the Lahinch Road outbound and coming off the Drumcliff Road onto the Lahinch Road. Watch out for delays at the Clare Abbey roundabout as well, from the Ennis bypass direction, also from the Limerick Road outbound as well. Gigi Perez, that's called the Sailor Song. I want to say thanks to Orla in Killinaboy, sending a photograph of, it looks like one of those wild Burren goats on the side of the Link Road, that's the Ennis bypass between the Kilrush Road roundabout and the Clare Castle roundabout this morning. Thanks for that. Just be careful if you're on that part of the road. A goat runs out on the road, right, and it could be difficult. We've got a competition this week with Shannon Paints. They're celebrating 21 years in Smithstown. We'll be celebrating with them on Thursday. We'll be live there from midday till 3. We've got a €50 voucher. It's our game called Colour Me Lucky, where I'm going to give you the name of a paint colour. You've got to tell me whether it's a real paint colour or a fake one. Is it real or have I made it up? Today's paint colour is Moonlight Marmalade. All right. So if you're painting your wall Moonlight Marmalade, would that be a real colour or would it be a fake one that your man McGrath and the radio made up?
Clare FM's Morning Focus with Alan Morrissey, the show you can trust to tell all sides of the story.
Good morning to you. It is Tuesday's Morning Focus with Alan Morrissey, and as you can probably tell, we are not in the studio this morning, but we haven't wandered too far. We've popped down the road where we're coming to you live this morning from Limerick and Clare Education and Training Board's College of FET Ennis Campus on the Clonroad Business Park here in the county town, and we've a very busy show for you between now and midday. We're going to be joined by a host of great guests, including those connected to the campus here as well. We'll also be hearing from the young Clare woman who is encouraging others to follow her lead and become a referee. You can hear our newest slot on Morning Focus.
I mean, it's a fabulous place here and the courses are great and, you know, we really do enjoy it. So it's great.
We have another learner with us. And when we heard that this student was called Joe Queeley, we said, surely it can't be your man from Fionnuala. Well, look who it is. We were right. How are you?
Good morning, everybody. Just want to say to yourself and Evelina that the next time you introduce me in the panel, it's average author, average historian and very average chef after doing a course. So good morning, everybody. And just... before we begin, I suppose, is just to give a shout out to my 12 or 14 colleagues who are doing the course with me. I'm doing a cookery course. And to Leonard, our chef as well, he's absolutely brilliant. And to all the lads and the ladies in the course, I suppose I describe this place as a centre of excellence, you know, community-based at home. And It's not for anybody, it's for everybody. And the level of teaching and the level of camaraderie and the level of being together in your own place with your own people. And like some people say, you know, oh God, it was a long old winter and I had nothing to do. There's so much to do here. I took up a cookery course and I said, somebody asked me, I don't know where it was, Joe, I hear you doing a cookery course. I said, I am. Would you like to do it? I said, would your husband? Oh, she said, my man, she said, wouldn't boil an egg for you. Well, I said, now is the time.
Thanks very much for joining us. And look, loads to get through. Sure. And the great advice you give out, thankfully, both parents and teachers get back in touch with us sometimes with feedback as well. And we're going to start with that because this is feedback from an issue or a matter that was raised a couple of weeks back on the 25th of February. A single parent had written to you about their son who'd only attended school 7 days since September due to clinical depression. Mm-hmm. What can you tell us in terms of an update on that story?
Well, there was quite an amount of parents who got back on this, not in a similar situation, but having gone through something like it in many ways, but not as severe. The dad in this, there's a single dad, and in this situation, he followed the advice we were given on the day. He contacted the school and met them with his son, which is brilliant, because then if the student has a buy-in to any sort of, rehabilitation in school, it's going to work because they've bought into it themselves. But the young lad now is attending partial days, which is great, every day, with a clear plan to expand this based on his ability to cope. That's fantastic. So the school has really come to the fore here. And the dad has told me that the school was amazing. They've created a special timetable. They've provided access to resource teaching to assist him with his tough subjects. And they're now hoping for access to one of their SNAs. That's in process. The family doctor was brought into the loop to help the child cope with his mental health issues. So we have a multidisciplinary approach here between the doctor, the school, the parents, and the year head. And there's a plan in place for this young lad who has bought into his own, who's bought into his own education, which I think is absolutely amazing.
And you're very welcome back to Morning Focus live from the ETB College of FET campus on the Clon Road Business Park in Ennis. And it is time for this week's Garda Focus. And we're joined by Clare's Crime Prevention Officer, Sergeant Katrina Hoolan. Katrina, good morning to you.
Good morning, Alan.
Thank you for joining us here at our outside broadcast. Plenty for you to inform our listeners about as ever. We'll begin with a burglary which Newport Garda Station are investigating.
That's right, Alan. So Newport Garda Station are investigating a burglary that occurred in Kilmaglasterry, Bird Hill, between the 5th of March and the 9th of March. So between last Wednesday and last Sunday. So during the course of this burglary, a ride-on lawnmower was stolen, a red Craftsman T3000 and a Dargan chainsaw that was red and black in colour. So both of these items are distinctive and the culprits may attempt to sell these items in County Clare. So with this in mind, Alan, Newport Gardaí have asked us to appeal to anyone that may have been approached to purchase either the red Craftsman ride-on lawnmower or the red and black Dargan chainsaw. If you have, or if you have any information in relation to it, to please contact your local Garda station or Newport Garda station on 061 378 10211.
Okay, and there was also an incident of criminal damage in Shannon.
That's right. So the Gardaí in Shannon are investigating criminal damage that was caused to a home in the Inishalga estate in Shannon on Tuesday night, the 4th, just before midnight. A witness reports two males shouting abuse and then damaging the front window of a house in the estate. So the two male suspects fled the scene in a vehicle. And if any of your listeners today witnessed this incident, Alan, or observed a vehicle in or near the Inishalga estate last Tuesday night to please contact Shannon Garda Station.
A man walking on the strand bitten on the hand by a dog last week.
Yeah, and the reason I'm speaking about this is my report.
And he wasn't the only one either.
No.
There's been a number of people bitten by dogs in
various areas. Yeah, there was. And in this particular case, I believe now, I don't know exactly yet, that this dog may have bitten one or two people before. And you get this all the time where people are, oh my God, I'm so sorry, you know, whatever. So this man was bitten. But the problem is, like, that man is going to have to spend maybe an hour or two, you know, going to a local doctor or going to the local injury unit, getting a tetanus and whatever. And it's totally outrageous. And at the very least, a dog like that, if you know that he's anywhere dangerous at all, keep him under control, put a muzzle on the dog, and don't let people approach him. I get it all the time where people are saying, like, the first time it's an accident, we understand that. The second time it's not an accident. I had three different people rang me last week then. Obviously, I can't speak about it other than they rang me to say, two cases their wives were bitten, one case their child was bitten, and they don't want to do anything about it. Now, I think myself, like, have it reported, have me go to the house and whatever, and at least stop another one. But ringing me up, telling me that your wife is over in the hospital and she got bitten, but you don't want to follow up with the neighbours, there's no point in ringing me, like. There's no point in ringing me. We need to sort these things out.
The Old Gort Road is looking lovely and clean, and you want to pay tribute to two people in particular who did that.
Yeah, the two ladies, the funny part of that is, maybe they'll kill me for saying it, but they were missing on Sunday, they went to the Clare match. But I'm sure they would have been better off picking up the rubbish than they did the way it went. But it's only the league now, so we won't get carried away and we'll support the lads.
It's just after 12 p.m. It's Clare FM's Time Tunnel. We're spinning you back to a surprise year from the past 40 years, packed with clues, clips, laughs, and the biggest hits. And now, here's your host, Áureg Flaherty.
Well, hello, everybody. How are you? You're very welcome to Tuesday's edition of the Time Tunnel. Many thanks to Alan for the past 3 hours. He's back your way again tomorrow in studio from 9 a.m. Well, I hope your Tuesday's going well so far. Let's start our look back on our featured year by remembering one of the great movies, another great Bond movie, Live and Let Die.
Roger Moore is James Bond, 007, in Ian Fleming's Live and Let Die.
My name's Bond. James Bond.
Roberta Flack on Clare FM. That track is called Killing Me Softly with his song Carly Simon before that, and You're So Vain. Let's take a look at one of the big news stories from our own county in our featured year. We heard the council was to agree a £700,000 overdraft on the proposal of Jerry Griffin, seconded by Jimmy O'Brien. Our Clare County Council at their monthly meeting agreed to an overdraft accommodation of £700,000 for the quarter ending June 30th. So what year are we talking about? We're going to be talking about the St. Patrick's Day Parade in our featured year. That's on the way. We'll also be having a look at what happened with Flannans as they took on Limerick CBS. It's all in the way in the next 10 minutes. You are the sunshine of my life. Top stuff from the OJs on Clare FM. That track is called Love Train. It's 20 to 1 right now. This is Clare FM. With a goal in the last minute of playing time, St. Flannans defeated Limerick CBS around this time in the Munster Under-15 A Hurling Championship at the Gaelic Grounds. The final score was St. Flannans 5 goals to 6 points to Limerick CBS 6 goals. Also, over 2,500 people will be taking part in the medieval banquets at Bunratty Castle in a 10-day period centred on St. Patrick's Day. It was revealed by the Shannon team tour operations. He said that over 20 banquets will be held between a period and March 22nd, a dramatic increase over the usual one banquet per night in low season. So certainly a good year for Bunratty, but what year was it? Here's a big international news story right now that may jog your memory. We heard the end of the Vietnam War.
4 years and 2 months ago, when I first came into this office as president.
County Clare.
Online.
And on your smart speaker. This
is Clare FM's main lunchtime news.
Tuesday's top stories. Clare community centres receive €1 million in government funding. Garda probe ongoing following tractor theft in Clonlara.
It was driven up through East Clare into vehicle, car, and then into Flagmount, where it was recovered by Gardaí.
Over 9,000 people living in Clare with undiagnosed FASD.
The state has completely failed to provide information up until now as to how to support people living with the condition.
And in sport, Clare's youngest soccer referee urges more women to take up the whistle.
Not as much given out, there's not as much abuse on the sidelines. It's all settling down more as we go along.
D'Aiv Ismisha Dara O'Dolan. Just over €1 million has been awarded to community centres in Clare for enhancement and refurbishment works. The Department of Rural and Community Development has today confirmed that 13 Clare facilities in total will benefit from the Community Centres Investment Fund. Clare FM's Sean Lines reports.
The fund makes up to €100,000 available to each individual centre for upgrade works and repairs. Clare's total allocation is €1,048,097 and six centres have been granted the maximum amount of €100,000.
Clare County Council has heard calls for training on recognising fetal alcohol spectrum disorder to be included in the curriculum for third level education. Upwards of 9,000 people are thought to be currently living with the disorder in Clare. Clare FM's Dara O'Grady has more.
7.4% of the Irish population are estimated to be living with FASD. This equates to approximately 380,000 people across the country, with 9,467 of those residing in Clare. Given at least one child in every mainstream classroom will live with the condition, calls have been made to ensure a module on neurological disorders is delivered as part of teacher training. Director of Policy and Public Affairs at Ennis-based FASD Ireland, Mike Taylor, claims the government to this point has failed to support those affected.
The state has completely failed to provide information up until now as to how to support people living with the condition. It's absolutely essential that initial teacher education, no matter what subject you're teaching, no matter what level you're teaching, it is completely essential that education about FASD, education about other neurodevelopmental conditions as well, you know, is a cornerstone and is an examinable subject.
At present, Ireland is the only country in Europe which doesn't acknowledge FASD as a disability. The disorder is the most prevalent neurodevelopmental disability and affects a greater number of people than autism, cerebral palsy and Down syndrome combined. CEO Tristan Caston-Rennie claims there's a misconception within government that hospitals would be overwhelmed should the condition be officially recognised.
I think there's a genuine fear around the numbers, the volumes of people coming forward with a diagnosis or a suspected diagnosis of FASD. What we know, though, is that those people are already known to the system. They're being supported by agencies in some shape or form, perhaps for their secondary or comorbid condition.
A criminal damage investigation has been launched after a house and two cars were set alight in Ennis. In the early hours of Saturday morning, Gardaí responded to an arson call at Pierce Avenue, Clocklee. Gardaí believed two men arrived at the scene and set fire to a vehicle in the driveway of the home. A second car then ignited and the flames quickly spread to the property, which suffered extensive damage. The residents were treated at the scene by ambulance paramedics.
FM Sport with BYD Limerick, now at Lions Motor Group Limerick.
We start with soccer, where Clare's youngest referee feels a culture change in the level of abuse towards officials will be key in encouraging more people to take up the whistle. 19-year-old Keelan Fitzgerald from the Burren took charge of her first adult game in the Clare League in recent weeks, as she was in charge of the 2-2 draw between Ennis Dons and Shannon Hibbs B. Fitzgerald is also an accomplished player herself, winning a League of Ireland Division 1 under 19 title with Athlone Town, along with captaining Tooss Midlands to the Kelly Cup. She says changes aimed at reducing the level of abuse directed towards officials are beginning to have an impact.
If there was any noise in the sideline, I deal with it there and then. And they're usually very good, like they won't. There's a new policy, there's the captain only policy.
Clare manager Brian Lohan said the only way his side can respond to their disappointing loss to Cork is by working harder to be ready for championship. Lohan has been telling me while the goals were costly, there can be no complaints.
Goals in this game like it is just it's just massive, you know, absolutely massive. So we were fighting a losing battle after that.
Fantastic. And from TLC, that track is called Waterfalls, right? Let's take a look at what stories made the news and are featured here in our own county. We were told over 300 new jobs is going to be coming to the Banner. It was announced by the Enterprise and Employment Minister, Richard Bruton, and he was to make Shannon's region the biggest job creation package in recent years. We heard that good news in our featured year. Also in our featured year, Clare County Council was to limit the use of jet skis and powerboats at a number of seaside resorts and lakes in response to concerns voiced by bathers and fishermen. And Clare County Council members in our featured year reiterated the line, not an inch. That was the response of the latest move by Limerick Corporation aimed at extending their borough boundary into South East Clare. But they were told, not an inch. Also in our features here, let's go back to movie right now, because Jumanji was released.
There's a game called Jumanji.
On FM.
Online.
And on your smartphone.
This.
This is Clare FM's Out the Gap with Lauren Lynch.
Playing another hour of the biggest hits.
We
are Clare.
We are Clare.
Hello, hello. Díomh Conasatáisiv, how are we all? It is Lauren here with you on Out the Gap until 7 o'clock this evening. We have got so much to come, so let's get cracking. Music on the way from Teddy Swims. We got some Harry Styles in there, but we're going to kick it off with this one. It is the Rembrandts. That is The Weeknd with Dancing in the Flames here on Clare FM. We also have music in there from Gareth Brooks with The River.
Clare FM's Showbiz Update with Lauren Lynch.
Ariana Grande has finally announced the release date for the deluxe version of her album Eternal Sunshine. The confirmation date comes just one day after the singer sent fans wild after she shared a cryptic video alluding to the release of the album. Them with Baby Please Don't Go on Shaw Air Clare FM. We also had music in there from The Cure with Love Cats. Now onto my brand new Irish artist of the week. I introduced you to him yesterday. Papa Boyle is his name. He's a retro indie artist taking inspiration from the likes of Elvis Presley, Roy Orbison and the Kings of Leon. He brought out a track called Falling for a Daydream, which I absolutely love and you guys loved yesterday. But I also chatted with him and asked him, how did he get into and interested in the style of 50s and 60s music?
Yeah, like it's a combination of things. I think when I used to see footage of, you know, Elvis back in like kind of early 70s with the big band, the Las Vegas show, and was just kind of immediately drawn to the energy and the performance levels. Similarly, I suppose if you were to put that on more of a local level, like, I know it's quite different and it's a smaller band, but if you look at like CMAT's performances and how that band interacts and just how I suppose the live show element of it is something that always kind of draws my attention.
Monday with Soulmate here on Clare FM. We also had a cracking one in there from Desiree with Life. Now every day I bring Aaron Law Shaw. What happened on this day over the last couple of years? Today is the 11th of March, Tuesday, the 11th of March. So let's get into it and have a look and see what happened.
This feature, Aaron Law Shaw, is funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee.
Paul Rash, quick agron nua to Aaron Law Shaw, Aaron Hainu Law Dig, Demi on Fortha, Lumsa, Larney Line Chig.
Aaron Law Shaw.
In Nigel Gokto, Kue, Conig, Nucht, Intakamach, the Colleen Aernuch, Dorvanum, Cathy Clare, a four all broad, Intak, Sunospedale, America. Rugok e Laak or Dog, Erelof Clay, Augusturok Lahi, Nachrev, Dukdurian Aaron, Ovalta Ain, Rabienov, Akforshi Love, Norvishi, America. Egovilas Aokt, Viancostas, the Rodi, Egdol Suis, the Quakefungiad, in Airfort, Valo Clea, Viancostas, the Gordu, Le Shek, Olishtach, Akdurok, Nachrev, Shay, Kontaktashtach, Erfag, Hamel. In Nigel Gokto 3, Honigan Nuk, the Machamak, Isak, the Himpel, Go Punk, Shay Maloon, Punt, Egdol Quick Togol, Ox Maidu, the Vonarka, Sekunde. Egol Vila Sakuig, Honig John Travolta, Quick and Kunde, Quick Airfort, Nashanana, Stop Shay on Shaw, Devor, Gravshidig Era, Avro, Slew, Yanov, Erin Etalon, Teresh Tacht, O London.
T
the Aoife agus Fourgate Falls, you could in West Wind, not Air Clare FM, let threes McInerney, the Sulagum Guil to Gama agus, but while Mara, how gorgeous the Hila ni Yargon agus, Gachtina se Chista, Der Shachtina na Gaelga I Drihid on Clor, be Der Shachtina than Scott Aglin, agus, the Sulagum Guil Shiv Igban Tan of Os Shachtina na Gaelga, Hermit Tus, Lesh on Glor and Nocht, le album nua o Ailby Grace Erin Muska agus Liam Flanagan Erin Vidal on album Across the Glen Coolmer Boys of Lochgowna The Banks of Glenlow agus Connolly's Ale agus vi Jack Talty Erin Jonathan on son Erin Biano agus Beidre Cooper Reel on Ur Shaw agus Big E Special to Mick O'Connor Erin Manjo as a track show The Hollybush Trip to Birmingham agus Enchanted Lady O Ailby Grace, August Liam Flanagan.